God were to say to you what God said to Solomon, ask something of me, and I will give it to you. For what would you ask? If God were to promise you, whatever you ask, I will give, for what would you ask? Take a moment, if we would please, so that each of us could tell God our answer when God says to you, ask something of me, and I will give it to you. For what are you asking God? You might have just identified your pearl of great price. The first sentence in our second reading is my all-time favorite scripture quote. It's from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, which says, for those who love God, all things work for the good. For those who love God, all things work for the good. Some years ago, at the funeral mass of a four-year-old girl who was hit by a truck, the girl's mother said to me, I know this is God's will, but it's so, so difficult. Well, I beg to disagree. It is not God's will that a little girl be crushed by a truck. That would make God mean and cruel. A friend of mine's husband was killed in an automobile accident, leaving behind his wife and their five young children. As far as I know, that woman has not been back to church since that day, saying that I can't feel anything for a God who would take away such a good man from his wife and children. Well, again, I beg to disagree. God did not take that good man away from his family. That would make God mean and cruel. There is a distinction, an important distinction, between God's permissive will and God's causal will. God permits evil, sin, suffering, and lots of other things. But that does not mean that God causes those things. God is not a mean, cruel God. God is a loving God. Romans 8:28. For those who love God, all things work for the good. That certainly doesn't mean that all things are good. All things are certainly not good. The coronavirus is not good. Violence is not good. Racism is not good. Human trafficking is not good. Unemployment is not good. Arthritis is not good. Cancer is not good. Miscarriages aren't good. And I am sure each of us could add to the list of things that are not good. But God is good. And God will see to it that at one time or another, in one way or another, God will see to it that good comes from everything that happens in your life. Even though everything that happens in your life is not good. Even when you can't see how. Even when you can't see when. Even when things seem to be absurd, pointless. I bet you, see if I'm right, I bet you that if you look over your life, you'll be able to identify some things in your life that were not good, are not good. But I bet you that some good did indeed come from those things. I think that applies to each of us. So try to remember Romans 8:28. For those who love God, everything works for the good. Everything.